slowly, slowly, volume after volume, one canto after canto. But then eventually after 7th canto or so, they worked very vigorously, and in few years they brought out the complete Srimad Bhagavatam set in Marathi. And Hari Om! He also has been for the last few years going to the western countries and serving the devotees over there. So we are very fortunate to have Prabhuji amongst us, and he will address us here in this holy place of Shivasana now. So let us welcome Prabhuji to our Dalita group by loudly chanting Hari Om! Hari Om! Hari Om!
वंदेयं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे लाउडली हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे My obeisances at the lotus feet of all of you for gracing our Kartik Yatra. So, Prabhuji, this is a Pune, Bangalore, like a mixed group or mainly Pune? Okay. How many are here for their first time ever Kartik Yatra? Quite a few. Srila Prabhupada, in many of his morning walks, would explain as to why sometimes Vrindavanvasis, Brajvasis, they prefer Radhey, Jai Radhe. And then he would explain to his American followers that this is the traditional greeting in Braj. I heard one sannyasi saying that a baby speaks syllables which roughly correspond to mamma or papa in Mumbai, Pune, everywhere. But here, the baby starts saying Radhe. So, how many of you, now this is a small test, how many of you were chanting Radharani's name once in a year for some festival or whatever, before you before you came in touch with Srila Prabhupada's movement, anyone? No one? So this is what we are. Not to deride oneself unnecessarily. Better late than never. At least now we have understood. So those who take birth here are special. Even the birds, insects. And at the same time, Braj to our, what our acharyas say, the charma chakshu. Chakshu means eyes, and charma means made of skin. Like they say in Hindi, chamade ki aankh. What value is there for a charma chakshu to see or appreciate Vrindavan? And then our Vedic texts, they say there is a way out, and that way out is Shrutekshita. This has two words, Shruta and Ikshita. Shruta strongly stresses hearing, and Aikshata or Ikshita has a connection with Akh, Aksha, which means seeing only by the mode of hearing. You refuse to gather data from your Charma Chakshu. That data comes in and straight away goes to the recycle bin. It's trashed. So you may see here sewers overflowing. That is the English word sewers. Then you have the Hindi word sewers also. So what do we do with them? Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa riksha. Chintamani stones are used for construction here. Prakara sadmasu, the mansions are built of that. Lakshavriteshu surabhir. There are millions and millions of limitless cows giving limitless oceans of milk. Where's that Vrindavan? And where did I land into? So much of a dusty, smelly kind of place. So this is where the acharyas intervene. Thakur Bhakti Vinod said that there is a thin film covering Braj. And all of us, including the first timers, we are on the dham. But now we have to make some strides, efforts to go in the dham. As such, not many can come even on the dham. There are people who feel that just chanting Radhe guarantees you liberation. So the first angina pectoris problem or first rheumatoid arthritis problem, they leave Delhi, Agra, Meerut, Coimbatore, Bangalore, Mumbai, whatever. They take a nice place here in Vrindavan. And maybe after 2 weeks, suddenly the sickness is gone. Hey, there is no sickness. What am I doing here? I might as well be having some nice sensual enjoyment outside. And then they leave Vrindavan. And sometimes people have left their bodies on the highway. They came here to serve the Braj Dham. They found they are getting well. So if I am getting well, why should I bother staying here? And when you leave, as soon as you are outside the precincts of Braj, you get a call. So it is not cheap. Our acharyas are saying that it's very difficult to understand tattva, any tattva basically, since we are here in Braj. Today's program will be, somebody has a analog watch? Yeah, something like that. Thank you. So in the short time, How many minutes ahead? 7 minutes ahead. Okay. No, so if I go 10 minutes ahead, I am actually only 3 minutes ahead, right? Anyway. So, tattva, what exactly is Krishna tattva? You may say, what about understanding Radharani? We never had an understanding of properly who Krishna is, for that matter. And Krishna, when he goes to Hastinapur, the war is over. The Pandavas have experienced 12 years of just living like forest dwellers, and then 1 year of incognito. They shouldn't be even discovered. If they are discovered, then what happens? 12 more years. So Duryodhan, in all that period, he tries so hard. Duryodhan tries to be happy. In fact, Karna sees Duryodhan completely like this. This is now what? Your enemies are no longer there. You have their kingdom. He said, you don't understand. I am not seeing Pandavas miserable. That's my problem. I know they are miserable. I know they are penniless. They are wandering the forest. No fixed residence. There has to be misery there. But I am not able to see them. So then he just goes there, fights with a Gandharva unnecessarily, and the Gandharva defeats him, has him bound. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Arjun, Bhima, there is some guy who has come there from Gandharva Lok, and he is making big time comments that I have defeated the Kurus. So he said, yeah, it is a fact. He defeated the Kuru. He says, no, we are also Kurus. Did you know that? Pandavas also Kurus. Krishna calls Arjun Kuru Nandana so many times. Parikshit Maharaj is called Kuru Nandana, Bharata. So now Yudhishthira is saying something, and Bhim and Arjuna are knowing what's it coming to. He says, don't tell us to go and help him. He says, no, that's what we are doing now. He says, come on. And Yudhishthira Maharaj says, they are 100, we are 5. That's only the internal arrangement. When anybody from outside challenges us, we are 105. So the Mahabharata is arranged in such a way that Arjun would just say yes to whatever Yudhishthira says. Bhima would be like, what? Help him? I think I should go and congratulate the Gandharva. For he did our job. And Yudhishthira would patiently just hear out. He would give Bhima the chance to vent everything. And he says, so you know what you should do? Said, yeah, all right. At least you are giving me the chance to speak. Then you are forcing me to do what you are telling, but I'll do that anyway. So Arjun and Bhima go there, and they defeat the Gandharva and tell him that never again say this statement that you have defeated the Kurus. And this Gandharva also goes as if, I don't know what happened, I came here, I never knew these guys would be in the forest. And then Duryodhana goes and falls at the lotus feet of Yudhishthira and begs forgiveness. Did he? No way. No way. He comes back home and tells Karna, I am more miserable. He says, what happened? Your honor got secured, honor got protected. He says, hell, who came to my rescue? The Pandavas. Oof. So everything what you want to know about Kali Yuga, how Kali Yuga's influence will affect people, how you and me, Kali Yuga doesn't mean everybody else, like when we are in a jam, what's a jam? All vehicles in front of us, all vehicles behind us. They say, what about you? Are you not a jam? You're also part of the jam. So when we say this Kali Yuga, all these Kali Yuga people, you also there. You're not outside of it. So depending upon, like in an epidemic, depending upon the kind of infection, somebody is seen as high risk, low risk, almost cured, recuperating, or dead. That's how Kali Yuga should be seen. And Duryodhan practically points this out, that if somebody is having utkarsh, progress, I can't stand it. Somebody is miserable, that's the only way I can be happy. Somebody is pious, bring him down. Somebody is impious, promote him. Never use your intellect for understanding anything what is good in the scriptures. It is not like Kali Yuga people have no intelligence. There is some, but it's bad. Sumandamatayo. So Krishna comes even during this time and he says that these Pandavas are Kshatriyas. What is the occupation for the Kshatriya? To rule, to take tax, give protection. So he says these Pandavas are, they are born in a Kshatriya family, they are trained up. They won't be starting a pottery business or a carpentry business or a bakery or IT. They're not coders. They won't learn C++. What are the latest pluses? Three at least. The last I had, three were there. Four ho gaya abhi. So, okay. So, Pandavas will not do that. Please try to understand. They won't go to Bangalore or to Silicon Valley or to work with Intel, Cognizant or whatever. They are rulers. But then now, my request is give one village per brother. Which means how many villages?
Five.
Now, don't you think it's reasonable? You might say, if I would have been there, give them five villages, you have the whole kingdom. Rule nicely. But not Duryodhana. They ask Krishna, in what role have you come here? He says, I am the friend of the Pandavas. Pandav Sakha, Partha Mitra. And this is one thing which Duryodhana can never understand. He says, why demean yourself? Why belittle yourself? Why degrade yourself? You are the grandson of Ugrasena. You killed Kamsa. You are the ruler of Mathura, and my goodness, and you identify yourself as the friend of these beggars. You come as a ambassador, you come as a negotiator. Why? In fact, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, the asuras, Jarasandha, Shishupal, they like to deride Krishna as that cowherd. I mean, that guy came and stole Rukmini. Ah, such an insult. But Krishna, when he comes here, the word used is abhinivesh. Yesterday, we heard Maharaj speak about Damodar Leela. What did he say? Was Krishna putting on an act of crying? He was actually fearful. But in the Bhagavatam, as Kapila, he says, Madvayat vati vato yam suryas tapati madvayat varshati indra dhati agnir mrityuscharati madvayat. Due to my fear, the wind blows, the rain falls, even people have death. Because what is the fear here exactly? Fear means he has set some rules, some protocol. The only thing close to my intellect is, it should not happen like that, but the sound system fails. And then Maharaj looks at the sound system people there. Would you like to exchange places with them? Or sometimes the mic doesn't have a battery or there is a loose wire. So you find them coming and, why? This is Madbhayat. They have done so much of homework. They came here 10 days in advance. They have checked everything and rechecked and re-rechecked. But then something happens. So this is not a fear of being punished, not that fear. This is not a criminal fearing policeman. This is a person fearing that everything was set, it is supposed to work, and now it's not working. So mad bhayat vati vatoyam, the wind blows out of fear of me. Our acharyas give in their commentary that Kapila Muni, he has a bhav of Devahuti Nandan. He says, hey mata, amba, oh my dear mother. Suddenly becomes a Bhagavat avesh. And he says, my devotion service, do this to me, do that to me. So, you have to adjust your intellect when you read those Kapila Muni verses. So the point is, this is what a Kshatriya does. He enacts rules, he takes taxes. So he said, give them that. Duryodhana said, no. And then he said, he asked his counselors, Shakuni, what more do you need when you have your mama like that? And then, what to do? Suddenly, Duryodhana is Kali. Duryodhana is the emblem of Kali. Every time you read Mahabharata, just understand this. And he says, arrest him. Everybody is shocked. Arrest him? Vasudev? He's a cousin? Like the Pandavas are our brothers, he also is a cousin? And suddenly Krishna, he becomes a huge form, almost as much as the palace could manage or whatever Duryodhana could see. That Virat Rupa is a tad different than the one Krishna showed on the battlefield. But Krishna, he is the whole universe, he can show sample 10%, 40%, 100%, whatever. And then a voice like the rumbling of clouds, with the big laughter, ha 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 ha, and he says, you fool, you think you can put me inside a prison? I am inside, outside, everywhere. They are confused. They have to be. And then Krishna leaves. There's no use talking with these people. They're so stubborn. Duryodhana has seen Krishna. Duryodhana has seen Krishna's Virat Roop. And then he asks Shakuni for an explanation as to what exactly happened. What did we see? And he says, hey, he's a magician. He shows some cheap tricks. He's a magician. Is he showing cheap tricks? What lesson do we learn from this? Anyone? Yes. We cannot see God through our mundane vision. What else? You have this kind of association, you have this kind of bad counseling. So even if God comes in front of you and says, this is who I am, worship me. The jiva says, why are you spoiling my career here? I came here to be an enjoyer. Like Giriraj Maharaj once came to Prabhupada and complained. I met a person, a crazy fellow. Maybe it was Boston. I don't know. And Prabhupada said, what did he say? He said, I don't like your books because they talk of some God. I am God. Now when somebody says, I am God, Prabhupada would never be surprised because he said that some speak, some don't. That is what this material world is. Some are mad enough to speak it out. Some are sane enough to not speak it up, but silently carry the same mood. So that answer Prabhupada gave was very interesting. Prabhupada said, there is already a God and he doesn't like competition. I mean, why should he support competition? All of you work for your corporate bosses. Do they like competition? In fact, today your company may be competing against some company. Within the company, you are competing against the team. Within the team, you are competing against some individual. Isn't that what the world is today? So, point number one is that just by seeing Krishna, you can never understand Krishna Tattva. Now what to speak of understanding Radha Tattva? Anybody knows what are the classic allegations or objections to Radharani's existence, at least in India? Yes. First of all, where is it mentioned that she is married to Krishna? The Bhagavad Gita as it is, it doesn't even mention Radharani's name. If you check the folio Veda base, Radharani has only two entries in Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's in the first prayer. Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. But she is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Is she there? No? Yes. Where is she? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita bhajantyananya manaso yatva bhutadim avyayam. Mahatma. There is Atma, Paramatma, and there is Mahatma. What exactly is a Mahatma? Whose spirit soul is 2 by 10,000 size of strip of hair, normally is 1. This is 2 by 10,000. Could be double, 3 by 10,000, or only tip of the hair. What's a Mahatma then? Broad hearted. Your Atma is the Chitta, broad hearted. And broad-heartedness, according to the Vedic conclusion, is simply who is your Ishtadev? Whom do you worship? Just tell me that and then I know where you stand. Like with these examples, preachers must be knowing this example. A fellow was worshipping the local tehsildar. He is a big boss. Then he finds that he is worshipping the district magistrate. Then the district magistrate is worshipping the chief minister. The chief minister is worshipping the prime minister. The prime minister is worshipping the king. And he goes to the king and they say, Raja puja kar rahe. He says, puja? I thought he is the main person here. Everybody worships him. And then he is worshipping Krishna. He says, okay, now I worship him. So this is the Bahunam Janmanamante process. You find out who is worshipable and that worshipable personality says, he is worshipable. You say, oh, I never knew that. You also worship someone. So this is how, for many people, now that you have come to Krishna, please be assured, you have worshipped everybody else before this. Now again, don't go to somebody and say that, he's bigger than Krishna, better than Krishna or whatever. Don't make that mistake. Krishna also says that. Yajanta iha devata. Iha is this material world. Iha could be your boss. You know, say, unless I kowtow to him, I cannot retain this job. Sometimes you have to butter up a little bit here and there. Like you didn't get leave. So you have to kill off some distant aunt or grandmothers or whatever. Or don't kill them. At least put them in the ICU somewhere. And the ICU has to be as close to Braj as possible. So even if sometimes they may track you on GPS, they say, hey, what are you doing there? They say, oh, there was a big hospital just recently opened. And anyway, so Radharani is not mentioned. Correct. So Mahatma is broad-hearted. So Krishna is the biggest, Bhaktaram Yagatapasam, and therefore, simply by worshipping the Supreme Lord, your heart also becomes that kind of elastic, broad. And by not agreeing to worship the Supreme Lord, and even if you practice Varnashram properly, the Purana says, Sthanat Bhrashta Patati Adha. What kind of glory is that? Like somebody spits on the portrait of our Prime Minister, but then salutes the local soldier who is security guard for the Prime Minister's office. He may say, you are showing respect. But do you know that this Prime Minister has 20,000 such security people under him throughout the country? That requires intelligence to understand. So, Radharani is not mentioned. What other objection? Anyone knows? She is married to somebody else. Alright. So, Radha Tattva is just like, do you see sun here anywhere? No. But are you aware that the sun is there outside? Why? We can see each other. We can see sunshine. Right? So, sun and sunshine. This is the genius of Prabhupada. Some of the most intricate tattva concepts, they are brought down to a daily life experience. Will it ever happen that the sun rises, but there is no sunshine? That may never happen. Or there is sunshine, but hey, what happened to the sun? They are like this. So the Shakti is the sunshine, the Shakti Mat or the Shakti Man is the sun planet. Krishna is the Shaktiman, energetic, and his energy is Radharani. So Srila Prabhupada said once, we will have our temple in Delhi and it will be Radha Partha Sarthi temple. How many of you have been there to Radha Partha Sarthi? Quite a few. Very beautiful temple, very nicely made. Nicely constructed in a very neo-Vedic style, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, one of his crowning achievements. Now, because of that temple's preaching, so many, maybe 13, 14 temples are going to come up because of the massive Gita distribution and big time preaching done under Maharaj's supervision there. So, the devotee said, Srila Prabhupada, I have a query. Radha and Partha Sarthi? It doesn't mix. It's like a half glass of sweet rice and over that palak paneer. You may say, this is maha. Just a little bit. But if they are given in two different donors, good. I'll take the palak paneer first and then I'll honor the sweet rice. Why? Because they belong to two different rasas. Now, rasa theology is something which we can spend our whole life studying it and not go into the details. But this devotee intelligently was asking, Partha Sarthi. Partha is Arjun and Partha Sarthi is his charioteer. Which particular episode brings up the full flavor of the Partha Sarthi name? The battle of Kurukshetra. It's not a dance. It's not a feast. It's not a singing competition. It's a battle. And in battle, what are the warriors saying? Are they singing songs? Or whistling? No. Hateti! Ha! I'll kill you! I'm going to kill you! Some of the classic battle descriptions of Bhagavatam, you have some of the warriors with their eyes still angry. But there is no torso. Their head has been chopped off. They are still shouting, hurling insults at their enemy. This was not today's kind of warfare. You just fly or something, drop a bomb and that's it. Or some suicide bombing thing, put a bomb somewhere and it's a mobile phone, boom, not like that. Hand-to-hand combat. Many of the professional soldiers today, this is the most they worry about. Don't put us in a situation with hand-to-hand combat. It's like you crush somebody's, it's a sweet place, I won't go into the details. But the kundals are shining and the bracelets and the armlets and some soldier has his arm cut off, some leg cut off. This is a battlefield, this is Partha Sarthi. So he says, Prabhupada, how can we have Radha connected to that? And Prabhupada says, no, she was there. Wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is sun, sunshine has to be there. So wherever there is Radha, wherever there is Krishna, Radha has to be there. How important exactly is Radharani's position? There was once a Maharaj told his story many years ago in Kartik Yatra. He didn't cite the source, could be the Sthal Puran, maybe. Baldev Prabhu noted it down, he shared with me. So, like a postal peon, I'm also sharing it with you. There was a Jatadhari Sadhu. Jata means you let your hair grow without any shampooing, without any care, whatever. And then it goes and then it becomes entangled, and it is so entangled. Sometimes it is easy to get out of this material world, but not sort this out. Like Maharaj had his own jata in Journey Home, you can read that. They had to cut it with a gardener's scissor. You had a gardener's scissors? Yeah, like that. So, he had his jata and then he would do the parikrama of Vrindavan town. And his sankalpa was no food till I finish my daily parikrama. In fact, if you are staying in Radharani Palace, some of you, right from 1:30, 2 o'clock, we have the Jai Radhe. Some people start parikrama as early as that. Sometimes there is one guy, but the big horn blaring, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. It's like, hey, don't sleep. This is Vrindavan, be alert. Whatever. And we are like, oh, yesterday's ride was so difficult. Prasadam is not yet digested. My God, again one more day of parikrama. Anyway, at that time, this is many, many years ago. So his jata was entangled in a thorny bush. So he tried to unravel it. No way. Ooh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Anyway, take it hurts. He started his bit. The sun came on the top, madhyanna, mid-noon. Slowly it started tilting towards evening time. He has not eaten anything. And he is saying, my God, the worry is not that I get to not eat anything. The worry is I am not able to finish my parikrama. And then a cowherd boy comes in front of him. Bluish, very beautiful, lotus-eyed. And in the sweetest of the voices he could ever hear, he says, can I be of any assistance? He says, just help me with this. So as he is saying, so who are you? He says, I am so and so, I do this kind of sankalpa. As he is about to unravel everything, he says, I have some food. Would you like to eat first? Because since morning you haven't taken anything. He says, no. Unless I finish, no food. He says, but it's too late. He says, I told you, no food. He says, okay, okay. But who are you? The sadhu asks him. I am Krishna. I mean, who else can come and help you here like that? This is my land. I stay here. So he says, really? Which Krishna? So Krishna is saying, which Krishna? Nobody asked me this question before. What do you mean, which Krishna? I am Yashoda's son, Devaki's son. And he says, wait a minute. I am hearing Srimad Bhagavatam very properly. There is a Dwarka Krishna, there is a Mathura Krishna, there is a Vasudev Krishna. What Krishna are you really? So Krishna says, hey, this guy has asked a very important question. He says, you sure you won't eat anything? He says, absolutely not. In fact, I even refuse to take help from you unless you tell me which Krishna you are. Now Krishna understands this person is serious. Dridavrata. So he prays for Radharani to come there. He immediately recognizes Radharani. He says, oh, Vrindavaneshwari Devi, obeisances. Who is he? She says, he is my Krishna. Only then, he says, now you can start helping me. So the thing is, Radharani has to certify that he is my Krishna. Only then he understood this is actually Krishna. So Krishna also has that ISO certification depending signed by Radharani herself. Otherwise he has no strength here. One king of the neighboring provinces, he was doing Dandavati Parikrama. What's Dandavat? This is danda. And dandavat means? Now, I don't know, I haven't fallen like this in the last 30 years. Anybody doing like that regularly? No. But we often say, Haribol Prabhu, dandavat pranam, yeah, dandavat, dandavat, dandavat. Okay, the bus is not going from that side, Are Baba Prabhu, it's from this side. So we say Prabhu, Haribol, dandavat, whatever. It's more like it is suitable substitution for hi, hello, whatever we used to do before. Not bad, not bad at all. But this is how many characters, personalities in the Bhagavatam? Any of you recall how many have done this kind of dandavat pranam? Dhruva, Brahma, Indra, who else? Akrura, just see. So that time they were not thinking whether, you know, I would fall on a rock or a slab or a thorny bush or whatever. The ecstasy simply makes them go, tch. That's dandavat. And this king was doing this dandavat parikrama. And some of the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur said, amazing, isn't it? King in his kingdom, coming here and doing this kind of parikrama. And they went to Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur for an explanation. What he said made their head spin. He said, these people worship Krishna. And because Krishna is from Vrindavan, they worship Vrindavan Dham. And because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, they circumambulate Govardhan Hill doing Dandavat Parikrama. But we Gaudiyas, we have something to do with Krishna only because Radha likes him. I said, what? I said, yeah, it's true. It's only because Radharani says, I love him. So we say, all right. We also will serve him. Otherwise, our hearts are tied to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Now, I'll again repeat. It's not easy to understand Krishna Tattva. It's even more difficult to understand Radha Tattva. So we take shelter of the Acharyas. We hear from the Shrutekshita, Shrauta Pantha, the method of seeing things with your ear. Anyone knows what is the definition of Radharani given in Nectar of Devotion? Yes. Say it. That's Nectar of Devotion. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which says that one who does the best Aradhana, that is Radharani. In the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami has given this. And Prabhupada very sweetly translates this in English. Check it out. She is the personification of the compassion of Krishna. She is compassionate personified. So Krishna and Radha are non-different. But for the sake of pastimes, they become male and female. But you and me, the Shastra says, you are neither male nor female. The soul simply has taken the male ego, now has a male body and says, I am husband. And the wife, who is again a soul, who has given a female body, she also is an enjoyer. You could be my husband, but serve me first. So here there is competition. Both are supposed to be Prakriti, but both are competing. But in the spiritual realm, one is Prakriti, one is an enjoyer. No competition, no confusion. So because we are part of the Prakriti of Krishna, we need to align ourselves with Radharani's mercy. So just like Krishna has expansions, Radharani has expansions. So many of them. You have been to Rawal this time? No. So Rawal is the place where Radharani appears. Krishna takes birth first in the jail of Kamsa as Vasudev and Devaki's son? What happens as soon as he's appeared? He starts telling his parents what they were in their own previous lives. Have you ever seen any the mothers here? You all remember the day you delivered your first baby? You all do. The pain was so excruciating. But did the baby talk? Did the baby tell you that I chose you as my parents or whatever? For the first 3 years, the baby doesn't even know who he is. You ask him, what's your mummy's name? Mummy. What's your dad's name? Daddy. Where do you stay? Home. So the human child has to carry a tag. What's your name? You have to read here and tell me also what's my name is. So this is a divine birth. So as Krishna took divine birth, Radharani's birth stories are also, but they are different in different kalpas. There is a verse which says that I bow down to Kirtida Devi from whose womb Radharani appeared. So Kirtida and Vrishabhanu, just like Nanda and Yashoda, they are devotees in which rasa? Vatsalya rasa. Vatsalya is also such a sweet word. What is the Sanskrit name for the young one of a cow? Vatsa. So Vatsalya, just see in front of your mind's eye, a cow licking her calf. That's Vatsalya. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita is compared to that Vatsalya mode. That Krishna, Sarvaparishado Gavo, all the knowledge of Upanishads is like a cow, Dogdha Gopala Nandana. And the cowherd, the person milking the cow, is Gopal Nandan Krishna. Partha Vatsa. Arjuna is the calf. Without the calf, the cow will not give milk. So there are demoniac interpreters of Bhagavad Gita who want to make the Gita surrender to their own intellectual prowess. Never possible. It is only by seeing Arjun that calf, partha vatsa, sudhir bhokta, Gita mritam mahat. And the Gita, amrit, is relished by mahat, all the acharyas, rishis, munis, and we, following in their footsteps. So Vatsalya Ras means, okay, we'll just do a quick Rasa Theology seminar. Which is the first basic Rasa? Shantaras. What happens in Shantaras? Huh? Sorry? Watch? Watch and relish. Okay, good definition. Huh? No activity? Are you sure? Or there is some mental activity? Mental activity, okay. Anything else? What happens in Shantaras? Huh? Sorry? Relationship is awe and reverence. Like I sit on this chair, after 1 hour I say, thank you chair for being so cooperative. You didn't put me over, you didn't wobble here and there. What would the chair do? No response. In the spiritual world, the chair also will talk, but here it won't give any response. So Shantaras is the worshipper is not able to express anything. Examples of Shantaras in the spiritual world are trees, rocks, clouds, air, all these kind of things. For us, even to understand that these people are conscious and they don't want to speak, that itself is a illogical thing. A little bit higher than Shantaras is Dasya. Actually, Dasya is the foundation for all rasas. It's not like, acha, in Shantaras there is no Dasya ras, I'll prefer that. Whatever it is, I don't want to be Dasya. This world has Bossya ras. Everybody wants to be boss. That's the whole thing. Why do we want to be boss? We have a fear of being exploited. If I publicly proclaim I am under him, he will not only stomp me, he will contort me, he will try to distort me. This is the only fear. Otherwise, Krishna's being Krishna's servant is the sweetest thing. It takes such a long time to convince our mind. Dasya means servitude. Understandable. Who are the examples of Dasyaras? Arjun? Hanuman. How many from South India here? Good. Now you get a question. Why do we see Hanuman's murti is available in the local murti shop at any temple? He's like this. Anybody seen that first of all? No. How many of you have seen Hanuman's murti with his right hand like that? Okay. What is the reason, Prabhu? Exactly. Speak loudly. When Hanuman speaks, he fears my sound vibration, the air or saliva should not even reach my Swami. See the Dasya Bhav here? I'll do whatever you say. Yes, 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 like that. Our Nityanand Prabhu, scholar, no Nityanand Prabhu, he shared with me this. After that comes Vatsalya Ras. Who are the examples of Vatsalya Ras? Yashodananda. There, the love of Godhead train takes a slight detour. And what is the track change? There is no question of asking God for anything. Not even protection. Why? Because this rasa gives you the feeling he needs my protection. How can I ask him for protection? There is thunder, krar, boom. And Krishna rushes to his parents and they're like, oh, don't worry. This is the rasa. Oh, we skipped Sakya. So after Dasya is Sakya, there is friendship, there is Arjun, then Vatsalya, and the last is Madhurya, where lawless love. There are no laws. All that you hear in your Bollywood films or Hindi novels or English novels or whatever, just you and me, we don't care about the world, let the world go to hell. I'm sorry, this is the only example which can make you understand what this love is. These kind of sentiments come in Madhurya Ras. I don't need anybody except you, you don't need anybody except me. Accepting God as a conjugal lover. And we have this strange thing with understanding the bhav of the gopis, especially Radharani. Why? Because sometimes devotees prematurely jumped over it. Like there was a GBC organization. You may say, it's still there. Gopi Bhava Club. And some devotees said, the Krishna book has come out. Or this could be in the 70s. And there are so many leelas of Krishna killing Putana and Agasur, Palambasur, Denukasur and... They say, why utilize our time just discussing Krishna killing demons? And sometimes the stories appear the same. Krishna went there and caught him, and threw him down, fell down dead, the demigods came, and then they showered flowers. You may say, don't they have any other word? And where do the flowers come? Are there flower sellers nearby? Discount. Krishna is going to kill somebody. Here is something. Lot ka bhav mein le lo, 40 rupiah kilo. What exactly is that? Wait. Before we commit offenses against the demigods, these demigods actually don't have to work. They are not your NEET pass or IIT JEE pass and struggling to just cram so much of data in their mind and then churn it, blend it and vomit it out on the examination table. And then carry some diploma and then you know what, go in front of a boss and saying, please employ me. Please. I guarantee you I am employable. All my school certificates, all the college certificates, I am a top class Shudra. Don't worry. You can never have anyone like me. I am employable. Sorry, I am also one of you. I did the same thing. But this is what we are. But the demigods, they are pious people, living entities like you and me, but lots of piety. And then they go to their place, some heavenly kingdom, heavenly planet. And then just like Yatra, what do you have? Tomorrow to go to Barsana, tomorrow to Nandagam, tomorrow to Raval, tomorrow to Chomua, tomorrow to walk along the temples of Vrindavan. We get stressed. Every day seeing the 10-course feast or whatever, you may say, I couldn't digest yesterday's custard and today there is Kala Jamun. My God, how am I going to control everything? So it's a stressful thing, but it's a blissful stress, isn't it? We paid for it. We long for it. So similarly, in the heavenly kingdom, it is like one invitation after another 10 parties today. 10 celebrations, 20 celebrations, the daintiest of foods, the magnificent colorful dress, the atmosphere is such that it is never hot, never cold, just the right temperature. One computer engineer friend, he told me that previously your AC would have a high, low and middle. And now you have, they say, we, the technologists, we discovered fuzzy logic. Anybody heard of fuzzy logic? Yeah, see, there are already people working on that maybe. So fuzzy logic means you can have many things in between. So sometimes you go to some office or somebody's home and say, can I put the AC on 24? Oh, no, don't 24. I can't tolerate 24. 26 basically is good enough. Now this is what the engineers do. You could be doing in your research lab exactly 24, 25. The marketing people, one marketing fellow told me that, don't tell anybody, but between 22 and 26, the same temperature. the same temperature. 28 to 30, same temperature. But now you have the control. Today I'm feeling a little bit cold. I'll make it 27. I normally put 26. You're in your grand illusion that you're controlling nature. You are never controlling it. All you did was dump your nicely working previous air conditioner and purchase another one on EMI, and now again you have to foam at the mouth working to pay it off. Hare Krishna, welcome to the Kali Yuga world. So, the demigods are not like that. They actually have temperature controlled planets. No sweat. The body doesn't stink. You don't need to have the worry that old age, you know, previously my hair was so black, teeth were white, now it's just the opposite. Teeth are becoming black, hair is becoming white. So these demigods, they get privilege. Some of the Punyavan ones, they say, okay, you, few tickets available for Krishna Leela. Krishna is going to kill demons. You can watch it, ringside view. You can see exactly what's happening. That's why when Aghasur is there, they are saying, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. Please kill him fast. They're drinking Amrit, but they're fearing for their life. While Krishna's friends, they're walking in Aghasura's body. And no fear, Krishna is there. So, these demigods are, they deserve our pranams, you know. We are supposed to worship. And when it says that a Vaishnava worships everybody, you may say, every time somebody comes, I should have aarti and... No, pujayam means... This is what a Vaishnava's mentality is. So these demigods are special. They get their privileged thing, and Krishna enacts these pastimes. So in Madhurya Ras, there is simply no recognition. Who causes this no recognition of Krishna's godhood? Yoga Maya. It's not like it's an imposition on the mind. But Krishna, his abhinivesh, I just read that word and it really struck me. He actually is convinced I am a gop. I'm a coward boy. That's what I'm supposed to do. And Radharani becomes a gopi. She is his internal potency. What you see around us in our cities is a grand drama enacted by Krishna's external potency. But we are desperately seeking entry into Krishna's internal potency. So obviously, your question is Radharani, whether she is married, whether she is appeared here, appeared there. If you go to somebody on the street, like some of you may be attending conferences, business for business purpose, technological purpose, marketing. You meet somebody for the first time in a conference, you say, so how's your wife? What kind of a uncouth, unrefined person is this? Or you may say, okay, so this is your number. Is your wife on WhatsApp? Can I have a number? How you feel? So similarly, those who don't understand Krishna and they ask questions, who is Radha? Can I know Radha? You? What's your qualification? So we don't jump over. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrit. Bhagavad Gita, no mention of Radha Rani. But does the Bhagavad Gita mention devotional service? Oh yes. Oh yes. What is the highest form of supplication? What is the highest form of surrender? 1866. Arjun. Give up all kinds of endeavor in the religious category. Give it up. You may say, but I am having sin. My God, I am having sinful reactions. Forget about sin. You don't get attached to sins which are troubling you. You get attached to the dharma which you are clinging. Give them up. And just surrender unto me. And surrender unto me means just tell me that I am yours. As Ram, it's such a sweet verse it is. Sakrideva prapanno yas tavasmi iti yachate. Ram is saying, once, sakrid eva, just once, rapannoyam, O my Lord, I surrender unto you. Tava asmi, tava, yours, asmi, I belong to you. Abhayam sarvada tasmai, dam yattad vratam mama. I give him fearlessness. And you may say, is it like your favor? Is it like your statement? It's my vow. Vratam mama. Like we take a vow. Sometimes it is, I took a vow. Maharaj, I take a vow. I will chant Hare Krishna attentively on my beats. So then Maharaj will tell him, hey, don't take a vow of chanting attentively. Take a vow of chanting. Attentive is the next part. If you say, I chant attentive, at least I sometimes, no, this is a family, I'm making a confession. If Krishna decides to reopen all the files of my 16 rounds chanted from day one, he may really have to put some investigators, hey, dekho isme kaun sa attentive naam liya isne. He might reject most of the rounds as saying, all hollow. All boxes, nicely painted, nicely ribboned and nicely decorated. Nothing inside. He says, where's your heart, man? Where's your heart? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, I'm coming there, Hare Krishna. Hey, mala ho gaya? Chat also over and mala also over. Very nice. So this is where we are coming from. But then the Gita says that is the highest thing. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto Radharani anyway. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. Ninth canto, actually Parikshit Maharaj is told the whole Krishna Leela in about few verses. And Parikshit Maharaj says, hey Maharaj, I told you I would like to know the Yadu Vansha. You mentioned so many kings. Theek hai, theek hai, theek hai. Phata phata, aage jao, aage jao, aage jao. But that aage jao, you also finish Krishna Leela like that. He says, stop, please. Now go back. Right from the beginning, without anything made short, start again. And Shukadeva Goswami is an expert teacher. He says, yes, king, listen attentively. Shruyatam, shruyatam. Radha Govind Maharaj in his class is saying, hey, he is already listening attentively. 7 days and 7 nights he said, I won't drink, I won't eat anything. So who is the target for shruyatam? We are the target. We want to hear something new all the time. But we don't realize the old has the new saturatedly put in it. You just have to hear it again and again and again. That's the only thing. So that Srimad Bhagavatam has one verse which says, Anaya Radhita Nunam Aradhita. One gopi, one specific gopi, she actually captivated Krishna's heart. And our acharyas are saying, he had to say it. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita, hey, right from the first chapter, Radha Bhava Suvalitam. Now, you have read Bhagavad Gita, you have read Srimad Bhagavatam, now you are ready for Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Prabhupada disciple said, it's just like if you have bruises, God forbid it shouldn't happen to you, but if there are thorny bushes and you have bruise over, and then when they put Dettol, what happens? Ah, it burns. But when there are no bruises, the skin is not cut at all, and you put Dettol, it's cooling. How come? The skin is intact, it's cooling. If there are wounds, it burns. So if there is sense gratification still inside the mind, that's like a cut, open, festering, pus-filled wound. And you put Dettol into it. So with that wounded skin, you read Bhagavad Gita. Every day he says, I am the Lord. Baba, you are the Lord. I know, I agree. I give in writing. Krishna, you own this whole universe. This whole Himalaya belongs to you. Indian Ocean belongs to you. All of this, you, not just this world, all 14 planetary systems belongs to you. This house is mine, by the way. You say, hey, this wife, she's mine. This husband, of course, is mine. The kids, yeah, I mean, they are mine. So where has this proprietorship gone? It's still there, intact. Sometimes we may say it is yours. Oh Krishna, this money is yours. It's for safekeeping, it is with me. If I give it to you, I don't know what you will do with that. It's safe. Don't worry. It's completely safe. Our Din Gaurang Prabhu tells a story of an old man, rich man, so many shops, so many properties, fields, bank accounts, big position in the local, it's from a village, not exactly village, but rural area, so much of money. And then one day stroke, bedridden. And every day it's like the counting game. He may live today, he may live tomorrow, paralyzed, can't eat, can't talk. And one day, with three sons, three daughters-in-law, wife, everything by the side, he says, Limbu. He's from Maharashtra. They say, Limbu? Limbu means a lemon. He wants lemonade, but he can't drink anything. So they bring lemonade. He says, what exactly? Just lemon? Just for taste? 3 days, it's a whole detective game. They can't understand what that means. And the third evening, he leaves his body. They say, Limbu, Limbu, what happened? And then, according to the will, the land is bifurcated, trifurcated, whatever, and then some land which he was wanted to sell, which was not part of the whole thing, they sell it to some property developers. They also see it. Why pay such a big price? But they somehow put a compound, they start digging, digging, and thun, they hit a box. That box was having so much of gold, ornaments, precious stones, and it was under a limbu tree. It was under a lemon tree. So what this fellow was trying to tell is, I have given you nicely divided the assets, but don't sell that particular plot, because under that particular lemon tree lies the best of all that I had in my life. Now it's gone, right? Once you sell it, it is sold. So, the spirit soul, thinking that this will help me, that will help me, so much of thing. No, I'm not advocating recklessness. But sarvadharman parityajya means you take it to that level. And then of course, Bhagavatam, we read about the devotional service given by, rendered by all these. So devotional service, wherever it comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Radha. But she is the personification of devotional service. One devotee was saying that Acharyas, Radha Rasik Bhaktas, they see Radha Rani in every shloka of Bhagavatam. Because the purpose of Bhagavatam is to glorify Krishna. And who glorifies Krishna better than Radha Rani? One tip. It's a nice Prabhupada lecture where he says that today there is Mangal Aarti. Who should sing Mangal Aarti? You say, normally he sings well. Who should cook? He cooks well. Who should dance? Oh, bring him in. He's a good dancer. This is the mood of the gopis. The enjoyer is always Krishna. So Prabhupada says, if Krishna has a mood to hear some songs, the gopis decide, let's push Radharani. Push her towards Krishna. And you'll always find Radharani either in a Kripa Mudra, she is giving you blessings for your devotional service, or she is offering something to Krishna. But she's in a dancing pose. She's also is Tribhangi. Tribhanga Sundar is Krishna. She also is in dancing mode. And one day in Vrindavan, Krishna said, if she stops dancing, everything is finished. So our efforts, it's not like we do something and Krishna relishes that. Radharani gives something, Krishna relishes that. So you distributed 2 Bhagavad Gitas. You wrote a good article. You manage a center. You raised your wife, kids properly. Your husband was served nicely by you. All varnas, all ashramas, we do everything in a spirit of devotional service. We go to Krishna and say that, would you like to taste this? And Krishna is like, really? This, I should really taste it? Because it's ugly. It is made with material elements. So Acharya say, never make that mistake. Never make the mistake of trying to impress Krishna with your devotional service. The safest route is to go to Radharani and say that, this is something I have cooked for your Krishna. This is the code word. Always tell Radharani, I want the grace of your Krishna. Your Krishna. What happens? Radharani takes your devotional service. It's a cooked item. It's an article. It's a donation. It's a family service. Anything. And she says, Krishna, this is really good. Although it is not. But she says it is good. I have relished it. It's really very nice. Would you like to taste it? Now when she tells Krishna anything, Krishna goes mad. Literally mad. And how a mad fellow can do anything? So sometimes Krishna is not that mad. And he tastes it. And he's like inside is saying, yuck. Good. Very good. Nice. Now she has told Krishna, he is a better servitor than me. It's a lie, isn't it? It's the blackest of black lies. They say there is white lies, black lies, and statistics. which you may put in your report to your boss. Sales increase 31.29% or whatever. That is also part of luck. Anyway, we are talking here of Radharani saying he is a better servitor than me. These ingredients are better than mine. What happens is, first of all, Krishna accepts your service. He has to. There is no escape for him. And then, if you are making halwa, and Krishna says next time, hey, wait a minute. You want to make halwa? Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I will give you the energy to make it properly. Balam balavatam chaham. I will give you the exact process of making the best halwa. Tejas tejas vinamaham. So buddhir buddhi matam asmi. Balam balavatam chaham. Paurusham nrishu. All that he says, use it but make proper halwa that I can eat. Just like Radharani makes. In all our temple kitchens, the deity kitchen, what is it called? Radharani's kitchen. Why? Radhikara pakka anna vivida vyanjana. Radhikara pakka anna. Prabhupada once clarified. Pakka anna means no water used. Only ghee. Pakka anna. Water is not to be used there. In fact, Prabhupada told that puris have to be fried. There is a, I mean, I am whetting your appetite for this. There is a ghee container and there is a smaller wok or a container, a pot. So hot ghee is taken from this thing, put here, and in 2 seconds, because the fire down there is very hot, it starts to boil practically. Then you put 4 puris there. The puris are taken out, the ghee also goes out. For the next batch of 4 puris, there is fresh ghee. This is Radharani's standard. She likes to cook for Krishna. And till date, she hasn't repeated the recipe twice. Think of it. This is what is meant by service. Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Day, he is praying to every sadhu who comes to his house and saying that, please, bless that my son becomes a devotee of Radharani. Prabhupada was given a mridanga. His stretched arms could barely reach the ends. And Rajani Devi is saying, why trouble your son with mridanga? No, no, no. He should be a devotee of Radharani. As Prabhupada passed his exam here, let us send him to UK, England for being a barrister. Prabhupada says, no, he will just go there how to drink and he will learn how to eat, drink, dance and chase women. So there is a nice video, I don't know how many of you have seen it. Prabhupada has a mridanga and this is something, a take, like a, what they call it, off takes. That means it is not part of the main DVD. And he's playing mridanga, thirikut, thirikut, dhum, and he says, my father wanted me to do this. So Prabhupada, when he left the shores of India, somebody said, Swamiji, you are going to America? Prabhupada said, no. Srimad Bhagavat is going to America. I am just carrying it. And what is the fee, what is the charge for carrying Srimad Bhagavatam? 2 heart attacks. That too in quick succession. Prabhupada said, the third one would have come, I would have never survived. But then that night, Krishna comes, all his expansions, and he is rowing the boat. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are assuring Prabhupada, Maharaj, it will be tough, it will be difficult, but you will make it. Success will be yours. And just before reaching his main Prabhu Datta Desh, the area, the space which his Guru Maharaj said, go and preach. He writes those immortal poetry lines. Krishna tava punya habe bhai. 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 হে পুণ্য করিবে যাবে রাধা রানী খুশি হবে, পুণ্য করিবে যাবে রাধা রানী খুশি, হে পুণ্য করিবে যাবে রাধা রানী খুশি হবে, ধ্রুবাতি বলি তোমাতায়, হে কৃষ্ণ তব পুণ্য হবে ভাই, কৃষ্ণ তব কৃষ্ণ তব পুণ্য হবে ভাই, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ প্রভুপাদ, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ, So we bow down at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, staying in Radha Damodar, very happy, but struggling to produce Srimad Bhagavatam, only to carry it all over the world. Like we say, what does magnanimity mean? Magnanimity means giving everything to someone who doesn't deserve even a fraction of it. Otherwise it becomes a sale, it's a transaction. So Prabhupada carrying this Srimad Bhagavatam, the personification of devotional service, the mood of Srimati Radharani, carrying it all over to America, then bringing it back to India. Now it's upon us. So we come here to Barsana, to fall in the dust of Vrindavan, of Barsana, beg for a, like every day we beg, all our Hare Krishna mantras are simply messages sent for service, isn't it? Hare Krishna means we want service. Sometimes when it comes, he says, hey, I didn't ask for this. You did. You finish your chanting means you ask for service. So, this is the conditioned nature, but we require purification. That purification is very much possible when we come here. One aspect of Pada Sevanam is, sometimes people feel, just stay in one place and chant. Why roam around? Interestingly, our acharyas say, Lakshmi does Pada Sevanam. She does the seva of Krishna's lotus feet. From our point of view, our Pada Sevanam is using our feet to go to these various holy places. That aspect is also there. So whether thorns or bumpy rides or tough seats or tough seat traveler companions or whatever, upset stomachs or whatever, we do this Pada Sevanam with the hope of purification. Thank you very much for being such a kind audience. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Radha Man Bihari ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.
আনন্দ আস্বাদন leaving the Kaila equation, but there are portion. So Radharani is between the emotional service world, wherever it appears, it is all Srimati Radharani Mataji. She is the full personification of that. And anybody has any kind of emotional service, this is or more, that's all manifestation of Srimati Radharani. So we are in this holy place of Srivasanana. As so she said that she appeared in the Ravadharam, that is on the that side, eastern side of the Yamuna river. And she was there around till the age of 5. Then as Nanda Maharaj moved from Gokul Mahavan to Vrindavan, Chatikarya area. So similarly, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Srimati Radharani, cried that we should also move to the other side of Yamuna. So then he came to Barsana. On the way they resided for some time in Vasati area, Vasati. There are many villages where they halted and all that. So ultimately then he came here. She was around on the age of 5. So this is all the playground of Srimati Radharani. Four hills, Mangar, we are currently on one of the heads of Brahmaji. Brahmaji only performed austerities, scriptures in Puranas, that 60,000 years he performed austerities to get the grace of the Supreme Lord. He wanted the trust of the descendants of Vrindavan or Barsanatha. So then he was blessed to appear here in the form of these four hills, one of his heads is this Mangar, on which there is this Manbihari temple. And the other one is Dangar, where there is Dandihari, Sushi Radhara Dandihari ji. Then there is Vilasgar also, and then there is Bhangar. So, where Shri temple is there, Lata Nadigar temple. So, of these four hills, three are considered, all four are Brahmaji's heads only, but three are considered Brahmachal or Brahma Parvat, and one is considered Vishnu temple, Vishnu Parvat, that is Vilasgar. And all these places, that's where they had many, many pastimes. Srimati Radharani with her girlfriends. Just when we were coming in the bus, on our right side, we passed by Chiksholi village. So that's the place where Chitra Sakhi was. She appeared in this world. As Srimati Radharani was here, whenever she wanted to go and meet Krishna, so she would go to the place of Chitra Sakhi, who is very expert in painting, very expert in dressing. So she would dress Srimati Radharani personally, very nicely. So that she becomes just appropriate for Krishna to have unlimited pleasure. That is the Chiksholi village. Then on the left side only there was Dhamuni Kund, where Vrishabhanu Maharaj also, like Nanda Maharaj, had lakhs and lakhs of cows. So those cows would be milked over there, by the main there. So the whole kund would be filled with milk, so many cows there. So that is Dhamuni Kund. Sometimes Srimati Radharani would go and play with her Sakhi's friends there only. There on the, in the village also there is Vrishabhanu Kund and Kirkita Kund. Vrishabhanu Kund is where Vrishabhanu Maharaj, father of Srimati Radharani, would take bath. And it is said that in Bhakti Ratnakar and other literatures by Ravacharyas, anybody who just glances at Vrishabhanu Kund, he will get Krishna Bhakti. And then there is Kirkita Kund, that is Srimati Radharani's mother's kund, where she would go and take bath. Anybody who takes bath there gets, he can go directly to Guru Vrindavan. So we will not be able to go there, but we will take bath by hearing only. And so that is the place. Then we come to this place, we have Krishna Kund there, that is Radha Sarovar, very holy place where Srimati Radharani would have water sports. And very, very deep, dense forest. That's why local Vrajavasis also know this forest as Ghavarvan. It's a very dense forest. So this is the place. This place is also having many upavanas, many vanas. As you may know, there are lakhs and crores of vanas here, of which around 37 or so, 137 have been detected. And then some of those vanas are also here, like the word one is one such one. So very dense forest, and that's very auspicious, very beautiful place we all had there. And we had to live there, and we got the water from there. So then this is Man Mandir. That darshan we saw. There is also that hole there in the ground. So where Radharani, when she would be angry with Krishna, several reasons, because Krishna could not keep his promise. So one such time, Radharani was waiting for Krishna to come here, and Krishna had given some time, and he was not reaching only long time. So she was waiting. So ultimately, one of the sakhis found out that he is with another sakhi, Chitravali, Chandravali, who was archival of Shrimati Radharani. So she became very angry. What is this? How can he dare to do this? And when Krishna came, he said, "Sorry, I just got a little delayed." He said, "What? So much delay? This is not proper." He said, "No, just got stuck up." So then she told, "Where did you get stuck up?" And then he was trying, "No, just went," and then said, "You went to Chandravali. Why don't you agree with that?" And said, "No, it was just a little bit by chance I met her there." So she was very upset. She said, "Nothing going, I'm not going to talk to you. We have nothing to do with each other." And then she would go in Man. Man means anger. So this is Mangar, where she exhibits her anger. She became extremely angry. So sometimes she would go inside the ground and not ready to meet Krishna. Or some other time, some other part of the hill, like Vilasgarh or somewhere, where she doesn't want to meet Krishna and Krishna cannot approach her. So then Krishna would be very much worried how to now please her. So he would try so many means, but nothing working. Then he would go sometimes to Vishakhadevi and request her, "Please do something." So on one such occasion, Vishakha Sakhi dressed Krishna as one very wonderful, beautiful gopi with the sari and everything. She was called the Shama Sakhi. And when Radharani was very upset, then Vishakha Sakhi told, "There is one very nice, melodious singer, gopi, her name is Shama Sakhi. Could she come and have some songs for your play there?" So Radharani said, "Okay, that's a better proposal." So then she came and she started singing so many songs, of all love songs. So then she was so happy. Ultimately, in her happiness, she just went, got up and embraced that Sakhi. And as she embraced, at once she understood, "Oh, this is not Sakhi, this is Sakha. This is Krishna." So then she was very happy there. So that Leela happened here. This is Manmandir. Everywhere she would become angry, so then that is the way. Different ways Krishna would have different tricks. Then we go to Dangad, that is another head of Brahmaji. So that's where we have Dan Bihari temple. We will see there. Here also they have this Hendola or Chula. And there also we have that. They would swing together. And then there Krishna would have tax collection, tax collecting pastime. Gopis would make many nice milk preparations and they would go to the other side of the hill, to Mathura and other places, to sell them. So when they would go through the short narrow path between the two hills, like Dangad and Vilasgad, there is some short, small gap, passage. So that is called a Sankori Khor. Sankori means Sankora, like short, narrow path. So when they would pass through that path, immediately Krishna with the Gopa friends, they would attack the gopis and say that you cannot pass. Krishna is the king, he is the son of Nanda Maharaj, so he is the prince, so he needs to collect taxes, pay the taxes, all these milk products we have to get and all that. And they would say, "What nonsense, how dare of him to say like that. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari, she is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, so nothing going, we will not get." So then there would have been a lot of fights, and ultimately Krishna and his friends would steal the butter and so many other milk preparations. So that pastime happened there. So some other days later, gopis felt this is too much of harassment, we have to teach a nice lesson to these girls. So they came well in advance, and many gopis, many other gopis, generally few gopis would pass through, but they arranged that there are many more gopis and they hid many other places. And when Krishna and Gopa friends caught gopis and stopped them, immediately all these gopis gave an indication, the other gopis came and they captured Krishna and all his friends and paid him like anything, him and all his friends. And they did not stop there. Then they removed his male clothes and they put him, what do you call that, dhaga choli, like the ladies' clothes, girls' clothes. And then they put a pot filled with milk, yogurt and many other preparations. And all the gopis, they threw stones on that pot. And then immediately so many milk preparations they came. They made sure from top to his tip of the toe, everything is drenched. It's drenched in all those milk products. And then they were having hearty laugh. And they enjoyed that pastime. So that is Dangad, tax collecting place. So the Rishi Radha Dan Bihari is there. So the devotees, local devotees say, the mood there, if you see the devotees, so the Krishna, Radha, Dan Bihari is there. But if you see the mood of Radharani is of Krishna, and Dan Bihari's mood is of Srimati Radharani. So that pastime happened there. So if we are so high in our mood, we may understand that. But if you watch carefully, you may get some realization there. Also then there is Morkuti, that I told yesterday. That was the place. One time when Radharani went in anger, so then there are so many times she would go in anger. Different times, different ways of pleasing her. So one such time, Krishna saw many cows, many peacocks, they came around him, around Radha and Krishna. And they started dancing. So Krishna became very jubilant. So then he also became a dancer amongst them. And they were very happy, and Radharani was even greater. Some other time, when Krishna was dancing like a peacock, in the form of peacock, then Radharani also became peahen, and she also danced very vigorously. So that pastime, which happened over there, in that place, so that was told to a blind devotee, who was there around 200-300 years back or so, 300 years back. So he was told, you draw that picture. And he said, I am blind, how could I do that? So he was told, you don't do it. All that is necessary for drawing the painting, that knowledge, that everything will be provided, you just try. So then he arranged some other canvas paper and then paints, brushes and everything. And he tried. So he said, sometimes Shri Radharani or Chitrasakhi gave him the intelligence by which to draw. And he has drawn a very beautiful painting that is there, that is the main darshan over there. We have it in our NVCC towards the end of the parikrama when we are going to Vrindavan. Krishna and Radharani are dancing and the peacock and peahen. So that painting is here, drawn by that blind devotee, was empowered by Shrimati Radharani. And also in other place it is said that once when Krishna and his Gopa friends, they had come here, Gopa friends, they complained to Krishna that we are very hungry, now give us some food. Krishna said, don't worry, just watch the fun. And then immediately they found on the road everywhere there are hundreds of baskets filled with many, many laddus. And they were so happy, they just sat down and they started eating the laddus. But because so many laddus, more than what they ever could have completed. So then they started throwing, eat this laddu, eat this laddu. They started throwing the laddus on each other. And the laddus would hit them, they would break them. So they were having hearty laugh. So in memory of that pastime, even now in August month, here that pastime happens, that Leela they enact. So many Vrajavasis come and they have those laddus and they throw on each other and they have hearty laugh, they enjoy those laddus. So that happened in Morkuti. Then we go to Mangad, Dangad, then the Vilasgad, that is Vishnu Parvat, I told. There Radharani would have many pastimes, many intimate pastimes between Radha and Krishna happened in Vilasgad. Vilas, Vilas means that. Pastimes of enjoyment. And then the last one is Bhangad. So that is where we have that huge building, palatial building. One thing, before that we have Kushal Bihari's temple, that I told yesterday, but again I will tell you. So that personality, one king of Rajasthan, he saw that this temple, old temple of Lardigal, is not so good in its repair and all that. Better have a very good, beautiful temple. So he built this very huge palatial temple. We can see that it's like a unique piece of architecture. And he got it built, but just one day before the installation that was to happen, Radharani came in his dream and said, I am really happy in my old temple. That is my father's house. That is his palace, Ushavan Maharaj palace. So I am completely happy. Except it may be a little dilapidated now. But I wish to be there only. Keep me there. Don't bring me to this Kushal Bihari temple. So then the king said, fine, if that is your desire, very much okay with me. So such, generally when we work very hard and we create something with some intention, if that is not happening, then we become so upset. People in the world commit suicide also, but otherwise they could feel suicidal. But the king was so happy that Radharani wishes to be there, so let her be there only. So then that old temple only continued. So in this temple, such a huge palatial temple, I know it is, so eventually there were Radha Kushal Bihari, they were installed. So we have darshan of them there. And that personality, when you are taking darshan of Radha Kushal Bihari, so there on the right side figure, you will find photo of that Rajput king, a very great devotee of Srimati Radharani, who sacrificed his desire for pleasure of Srimati Radharani. She is in the beach there. So that temple, which is there, where Sriji temple is there. So that temple was built somewhere in 1675, around 303 years back. That's where originally was the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and that's where Radharani was staying there. As such, there is one down also, there is a temple there, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kirtida Sundari, Shivati Radharani, Sridhama, her brother. So that temple is there down. But here also this palace is there. That's where this Lardli Lal, Lardli means very, loved daughter, and Lal is similarly very much loved son. We have this Hindi words, Lardli, Lalo. So like that, Lal also. So that temple is there. Those deities originally were installed by Vajrana, but then eventually they have there. So that is that temple. Then down the hill, so that is Bhangar. So this is Mangar. Then on Dangar there is Naradhan Bihari Ji. Then there is Vilasgarh, where we will not be able to go so far. And we will be going to Bhangar, where there is Shriji temple, where Srimati Radharani and she stayed with her father, mother. So all these places, Krishna would try to sneak in, he would try to come in. Between Barsana, this is Barsana, and Nandagam is just around 8 kilometers ahead. In between there is Sanketgon also, where the Sanket Bihari are there. So Krishna would come and give signals from there for Radharani to come, for Satish to come. And many times she would come also, even when she was married and she was in Javat. So that time Krishna would, whatever was being sent, like a box and all that, with jewelry. So Krishna would go get inside the box and then he would be brought to Barsana Hill. And when it would be opened in the inner chambers of Srimati Radharani, he would come out and she would be so pleased to see him there. So many ways Krishna tried to sneak in, and he came also. Nobody can stop the Lord. And there are so many hundreds or millions of pastimes that we don't even know or cannot even understand. But such nice pastimes have happened on this earth. And then we will be going down. One announcement, we will not be going in the same buses that we came back. We will be going altogether by different buses. One group came from that side, Shirdi temple side. They climbed the hill, Bhangarh Hill, from that side. And they are coming towards this side. We climb from this side, Krishna Kund, Radha Sarovar side. And we will be going, taking darshan, going that side. And we will get down from that side. So please don't go backward, going back to your buses. Yesterday that happened. So it will be a little chaotic. But we will be going this side, and from there as we get down, we will be boarding the buses of that particular group. They will be boarding our buses like that, and then we will go back to our buses. So when we go down, there is one more place, Kili Pokhar, one very nice pool place there, Sarovar. So where Radharani, she would, when Durvasa Muni had come here, and or there maybe in Rahul, so Radharani, all the Sakhi ran away, fearing Durvasa, he was very hot tempered. Better run away, otherwise he will puke us also. But Radharani was very innocent, very simple, and very much caring for Durvasa Muni. She cooked everything. She pleased Durvasa Muni so much that he blessed her, that whatever you cook will be very nectarian. And anybody who eats will never grow old and will be very strong, will never have any health issues. So then when Yashoda Bai came to know there in Nandagam, that this is the blessing that Radha has got, so she immediately sent message to Kirtika Matari. Then is it possible that you send Radharani every day to Nandagam and she can cook for my Lala? And then Kirtika Matari was so happy. Oh, such a nice opportunity. These are my friends. These are all friends, they are family relations. So she was very happy. So every day Radharani would be taken by somebody or the other. Some devotee. Sometimes Parvati Gopi, sometimes this Gopi, that Gopi. Some elderly lady, because Radharani is small, would be taking her all the way to Nandagam. And on the bank of Pavan Sarovar, there was a huge kitchen set up made. And that's where Krishna, Radharani would cook there daily. And then, one such occasion, Yashoda Mai was so pleased by Radharani's service. And she's so innocent, so nice. And then she thought, why not she be my daughter-in-law? She could be my bahu. So with that intention, she revealed the plan to little Radharani. And Radharani felt shy, embarrassed, and what to reply she did not know, because Ishwaramai is so respectable, British way. So then Ishwaramai was already, she had decided, so she took some turmeric, mixed it with water and big now, and she put it on the hands of Radharani. That means kind of engagement. You are engaged with my son, so done, like that. Then Radharani was very happy, she was coming with the gopi back to Barsana. But on the way, when she reached Barsana, she was concerned that if my Baba and Ma, they see this, my hands yellow, they will say, kya Radhe, you did not even wait for our permission, did not even call us. Okay, Ishwaramai proposed, but you could have at least told her that, yes, Baba and Ma, Gamana. You just let, so she felt a little embarrassed. She smart let nobody come to know all this. So she went to that pond there. She washed her hands nicely. As she washed hands, this is not our turmeric, but even inorganic. Or even organic will not be so yellowish. As soon as she washed her hands there, the whole water turned yellowish. Whole everything became yellowish. Finally she left, and the next day morning when people came, they observed, then they understood what must be there. They know purpose, everything wrong. So that poker, that gund became yellowish, peely. So that's why it is called as peely poker. So that is when we go down from the steps there, so that we find on the left side. If time permits, we will go there. And from that side only we will be boarding the buses to go back the way we came, back to our Pandar or Hare Krishna or Jesus. So that is about the places, holy places there. Everything is very holy here. And as much as we tune in with the frequency, we come in the mood of beggar, in the mood of servant, begging for the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then it becomes very easy. When we do this, Radha Swami Maharaj comes here, so we have seen in several yatras, he embraces the trees. In fact, he will pray in very high note. The frequency matching will happen. But we can also beg from each and every tree, each and every dust particle, each and every grass, animal, people here. They are all very fortunate and they are all part of the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. We may not understand with our understanding, but this is happening in the day. So all the places we will go in Harinam Sankirtan, one by one, and hope that 12 o'clock we will go to the verses and give for our case. And tomorrow is Devi's 38. So tomorrow we will be going to our second part of Vrindavan Parikrama. The other four temples. That is yesterday our Govardhan Puja festival in the local Vrindavan. We missed two temples. That also we will add. So like that six temples and some other places after that. And some details class maybe in the beginning or at the end that I have yet finalized. Is not yet because yesterday there were some difficulties in some other temple. So we may have at the last part, the Radha Govindi temple. Maybe in the beginning, that is not yet decided. So that I am not able to announce now because that is not yet decided. But whatever the time they display there in the Prasadam area, that time we will leave from the Pandar and then we will go mostly walking. Walking. While coming, we will be coming in the buses. After the last darshan of Govindi, we will come back. So we will board the buses there and then we will come back to Pandar side. But while going, we will go in the walking procession. If you wish, you may come there directly. If you have children or some other elderly people, you may come by some vehicle there to Radha Damodar temple that was remaining there. And then we will go to Radha Shyam Sundar. And then we will go to Radha Raman. Radha. So we will, if in case we are leaving by 8 o'clock or so, by 9 o'clock we hope and pray that we cover Radha Damodar and Radha Shyam Sundar temple. Then between 9 to 10, we will try to cover Radha Raman, Radha Gokulanan and Radha Gopinath, these three, which are just nearby only, next to each other. And then between 10 to 11, if everything works out well, then we will try to get darshan of Govindji's temple. And then around 11 o'clock, we may have class. This is in case the class is at the end. It may be in the beginning itself, and then everything will be accordingly postponed. That is not yet clear. We will try to send message on the WhatsApp. But whatever the time, then it is late. So that is the time we will start from the Pandari Harinam Sankirtan procession to all these temples, starting with the first, second, third, and ending at Govindji temple. So that is about tomorrow. Any other announcement? So we go in Harinam Sankirtan now. To this place is sometimes there is narrow path, quite narrow path. So then be careful, sometimes there is slightly steep portion also. And there are some thorns and all. Thorns, getting pricked thorns here is considered millions and trillion times better than getting Brahmananda. So it's very auspicious to get thorn also. Hare Krishna, those who are wearing yellow caps as well as red caps and blue caps, all volunteers are required everywhere. So please wear your cap and we will request you to be there. Be in front with us and we will request you to make a yourself at different places. Hare Krishna. Radhe Radha 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 Radha
get the wire here.
Well, first bus is standing.